guys, I'm Daddy Freeze.
What's my name?
It's live and dangerous with Daddy Freeze. Welcome to Nigeria Info. We've got Playback Mondays, Relationship Tuesdays, Wild Wednesdays, and Rough and Raw Thursdays. News, relationship, intimacy, heartbreak, political facts, breaking news, my opinions. Yes, my annoying opinions. While you have the opportunity to call me up and discuss live on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Live and dangerous with Daddy Freeze. 10 p.m. till midnight, Mondays through Thursday. Let's talk.
Oh yes, that's right. Let's talk. Let's talk. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is Live and Dangerous with Daddy Freeze. And of course, he's got his boy in the studio. P-U-N to the D-I-T. That's for short. Okay, real quick, let's go. Daddy Freeze, good evening.
Yo, good evening. How are you doing,
Pundit?
We don't
fine.
Have much time. We were robbed.
Yes.
We were literally massacred by Femi and the gang today. So we're going to rush our topics, and I've got a guest in a little while.
Okay.
So let's start with our topic.
All right.
First topic, real quick, go straight to the point. Let the callers comment. Pope Francis tells parents to support their children regardless of their sexual orientation, and not to hide behind an attitude of condemnation. Meaning, if now you born Bob, you no go vex say you risky. If now you born James, you not suppose vex say him brown.
Punchline. I love that.
Speaking from the center stage of Paul the Sixth Hall in the Vatican, the Pope said, I think parents with children with illnesses, even permanent illnesses, have a lot of pain. Parents who see different sexual orientation in their children, how to deal with this and how to be on their side and not hide in condemnatory attitude. So, Nigerians, what is your take? Did the Pope make sense, or, according to you, was that nonsense? Pundit and I are not allowed to have any opinions. Our own is to bring the topic to you. Be very polite. Don't be rude. If you are rude, we will yank you. Be polite. Thank you very much. Pundit. Pundit.
Yeah. I'm here. I'm here for you. I'm your conductor. Come on. All right, Lagos, I hope you're ready. Let's do this real quick. We got just an hour to go on Live and Dangerous today. Of course, you heard from my boss, we're literally robbed. Okay. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number. That is 0700-993-993-993. And of course, ladies, we've got a special line for you. That's 0146571190. I take it again. 0146571190. Let me try and get the WhatsApp number as well. So if you're trying to call, you can get through via the phone lines. You can as well drop your message on WhatsApp. I'll definitely read them. That is 0809597-5805. Once again, the WhatsApp number is 0809597-5805. Let's get straight to the conversation. Hello, first caller for tonight. How you do? Yes, welcome. You're on the radio. Talk to us.
Good evening.
Welcome to the show. Your name and where you calling from, real quick.
I'm Kelvin, calling from Gwazada.
Okay, Kelvin. Straight to the point. You heard the topic already.
Yeah. The topic is somehow complicated to my ear.
Okay. So, seems you're trying to listen to yourself. Can you turn off your radio? Turn off your radio. I didn't say you should drop the call. I just said turn off your radio. Thank you very much for calling anyways. Hello. Welcome. Who do we have here? Okay. Try and call us back if that was you, please.
Hello.
Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Monday.
Yeah, good
How
evening.
Are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Moses.
Okay, Moses, real quick. You heard
now,
the topic.
Who is a Pope? Is he not just a human being? Is he special than any other person? I don't believe in human's doctrine. I don't believe in people preaching human's doctrine, like what you feel. You don't preach what you feel. You preach what God wants. If God said he doesn't like something, who is a Pope to tell you, if your child is a gay, love your child like that. If your child is sleeping with the animal in your house, love your child like that. You should encourage the child to sleep with the animal more and more. You see, this just tells you, who is Babylon? We know. You know it's Babylon now.
Okay.
The first, anyway, you know that. So for a fact, for me, a Pope or anybody are not better than anybody. They are just fleshly human beings like myself. And I'm not to follow a Pope, I'm not to follow a pastor, I'm not to follow nobody, but to follow God's instruction directly from his word, the Bible. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Moses, for your opinion on the topic. Hello, welcome. Hi, you on the radio, talk to us.
Hello, good evening.
Evening, welcome to the show. Your name and where you calling from?
John from Sulbera.
All right, talk to us real quick.
Actually, what is, we are just, I don't understand, what the Pope is actually saying is that we should not condemn our kids for just being gay, for instance. That does not mean that it is good. What he's saying is that as you are finding a way, praying for him or looking for a way out of that, be of support to your kid. Don't use force, don't hate him just because so he as according to what he said, it's just like a sickness. So you don't hate your kid because he has a HIV AIDS.
Okay.
Look for a solution. You show love to the kid. That will even make the kid, make it easier for the kid to come out of whatever problem he or she is going through. That's exactly what the Pope is saying. He's not saying that being gay or being Bobrisky or being brown is good. No. There's no contradictions here. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate your opinion. Hello? Hi, you're on the radio. Talk to us.
Hello, good evening.
Evening, welcome to the show.
Yeah, let me be quick about to show my credit.
All right.
This is just for me, lag.
Okay.
Yeah, the Pope is right, too. We just have to pray for them. We cannot condemn them. It's like other committing, like stealing. We don't just condemn someone because they stole and then kill him.
Okay.
If you steal and you, or you're a gay, trust you are going to FIR now. You get a vibe. So don't condemn, rather you pray for them and also support them. That's the way I feel. So he's right.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your opinion. Hello. Good evening.
Hello, Pandit.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the show.
Hello, good evening. This is TBK from Suluri.
All right, talk to us.
Okay, what the Pope said is not wrong, because you're not supposed to judge anybody because of their sexuality. A lot of them were born that way. You know, I've seen a lot of, I've interviewed a lot of people who are that way, like lesbians and gay.
Okay.
And I found out that these people were born that way from the way they narrated their story. Mm-hmm. So, Pandit, are you still there?
Very much. I'm right here.
So, the Pope is correct in what he said. We are not supposed to condemn them if that's the way they are born. If that's their natural inclination, we should just allow them be, you know. And a lot of people have called and they are saying, you know, this, that, you know, nobody can still say, okay, this is the Creator's order. So everything that we think is God's instruction,
okay,
are still based. All those things are human doctrines. For example, the Bible was written by men. The Quran was written by men. So all these things are still human doctrine. A lot of people will tell you it is from God directly. These are written by humans. So there's no standard rule. Nobody knows what God's order is or law is. All of us are just saying things based on our own level of understanding.
Okay.
All right, now, greet Daddy Freeze for me.
Yes, he's right here. He's right, the pilot. All right. Thank you very much for your call. Hello? Turn off your radio, please.
Sorry. I'm doing that. Pundit.
Good evening.
First, my question to everybody is this. You have how many children in your house? Okay. And you now have a child that is a gay. Among them, will you leave that child to corrupt the remaining child, or you tell that child to leave, except that child is ready to change his ways? I don't know if you're getting my point.
I'm trying.
What do you mean by love the child like that? Why is Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed? It's because of this evil act. Who is born like that? You are never born like that. Your act, what you think, the things you desire, born the things you do. Nobody is born to be a gay. So you don't put a bad egg among good eggs. You don't tell
so
me
you will
your child is
child.
A gay
Ask
and you leave him living with you like that.
Okay.
Something happened during the time of Samuel. What happened? Because the priest children was misbehaving, right? And the priest failed not to say anything. God had to choose someone.
Can you hear
and
me?
Because of that, both the priest and the children were destroyed. Is that not so?
Okay.
What do you mean by you should not? See, a child that is a gay, you have other children that choose to emulate your child. You now leave a gay or a lesbian in your house and say, that is way of life. God understand. See, when you fool yourself, finish me, let me know.
Okay, Daddy Freeze asking you a question. Can you hear me? Obviously, he couldn't hear me. Hello? Hi, welcome to the show.
Evening. Hello?
Yeah, you're live on radio. Talk to us.
Yeah, good evening. My name is Joy.
Your name is what?
Joy.
Okay, Joy.
Yeah, good evening. This is Daddy Freeze.
Okay, talk to us. Please call us back, Joy. I'm sorry. Hello?
Hi, Pundit.
Welcome.
This is Remy.
Okay, Remy, where are you calling from?
Akoka.
Okay, talk to us real quick.
People shouldn't make their religion the constitution for that religion. It might be Christian, Muslim, and all that, but you can't force your religion on other people's down people's throat. Fine, you believe in the Bible, I believe in the Quran or any other religion. That shouldn't mean your own religion is the basis of my own belief. That being said, sexual orientation, according to the belief, kids are born with blank mind.
Okay.
Invariably, kids knows nothing. Whatever we become, we learn. You can tell me kids are born with two different sexual organs. Yes. But orientations are learned. So, see people saying they were born gay and all that. You can't be born with that orientation. You learned it. Same as homosexuality and heterosexuality and the like. We learned it. It's not like we're born with it.
Okay.
People have seen with people who are LGBT have seen so far, learned it. They were initiated. I went to a boys only secondary school, so I knew what I saw. People were taught. People who were molested probably were taught. So they tend to transfer it to show you get the way people were being influenced. People get influenced, not like they were being born. In developed countries, they will tell you kids between 5 upward can choose their sexuality.
Okay.
You can imagine how horrible that is. I'm in support with what the Pope said. I can't disown my kid for choosing that sexuality, even if I'm against it. He chooses the orientation, fine. I'm against it, but I can't condemn my child because of that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your call. Hello? Hi, you're on the radio. Talk to us. Hello?
It's Joy. Yeah, it's Joy calling back.
Okay, Joy, thank you for calling back. Talk to us real quick.
Yeah. So I was about to say that I think the Pope is actually wrong.
Why?
This is because, I'll just put it that this shouldn't be coming from the Pope. The reason being that he, as a Pope, he stands for Christianity. And then in Christianity, it is unacceptable. What he said, he shouldn't judge it before, is actually unacceptable. Now, if this statement is coming from someone who really is liberal, that you know, is not religious, that's not oriented to any religious faction, I understand.
Okay.
Now, I won't judge the person. I won't say you're wrong. But because he is a Pope, and he stands for Christianity, and in the Christianity, such acts are unacceptable. So I would say for that reason, he is wrong.
All right. Thank you very much for your opinion. Hello?
Hello, the great Pondi.
Yes, Mr. Frank. Good evening.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Yes. The main dimension here is love. If you understand this word love, you will use it to achieve whatever you want.
Now, Frank, they talk like this. I expect, say, Frank, go come here, come scatter everywhere.
I give you answers to every question that comes.
Okay.
Are you getting it?
Yes.
If your child is doing bad things, even minor sex or sexual orientation or whatever, love your child, bring him close to you. He will come, you ask questions. Why did you enter into this mess? What happened? How did you come? The child can be able to tell you how it happens. You look for a solution. Are you getting me?
Yes, yes, very well.
So by disowning it or throwing it, if you throw him away, he will have more chance to destroy other people.
Oh.
To influence more, many other people. To bring it, even in marriages, love your wife, love your husband. Show the love, bring the person, but the person can be able to use that lovely mind to tell you what the problem is. You will solve it.
Okay.
Are you getting it?
Very well.
So, that the priest wants to cut, I know. You want to fight today?
No. You talk well, oh, Frank. I don't get any problem. Now, Moses, I get problem with.
No, this is life and
death. The nature breeds monsters.
This is
Moses, no vex, but today
and
we are
everybody has fight. Their own opinion. For me, if I have a child, as into that child,
yeah.
I will still show him love and ask why. Direct him how to do or how to sort the things out. It's not by throwing him away.
Oh, wow.
If you throw him away, people will know that this is this person's son, or this is Mr. Frank's son, or this is what he's doing to the society. Doesn't bring good name to me.
Okay. All right, thank
so
you.
So let us understand that particular word. It's
right.
Not that. Make we just stick to the word.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Frank. I hope you stay till 2 a.m. We have a lot to talk about. Yes, Daddy Freeze. Yes.
Yeah, 1 year.
Oh, yeah, now. You're on the floor, my boss.
You remember the day we're talking about abortion?
Yeah.
My personal belief about abortion is pikin. We never enter 1 month belly.
Mm.
No pikin. Now blood.
Sure.
Now blood. They will quote Bible and say you should not spill blood. Can you spill the blood of blood? You understand? And me, I believe in abortion in many instances. Health conditions. The woman was raped by armed robbers. And she chooses not to have the child. She shouldn't be forced to.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Moses, fight me. Now, he say abortion. Now, mother, now let me now ask you. Throwing away your child because you are afraid it will influence your other children. Is that not worse? You brought this child to this world. Was it not better than when it was blood you had stopped the child from coming to the world? Than for you to throw away a whole child because of your religious beliefs. Nobody wants a gay child. Let me be honest, I don't want it. and I don't know anybody who actually looks out. But like Frank said, talk to your child. Problem gets solution.
Okay.
If the child no agree, you no get choice. You go support them. Or how you view this young?
Okay. Daddy Freeze, you remember? We're supposed to hold back our opinion.
Oh, sorry.
You remember, Daddy Freeze?
As Moses don't open door. Moses don't open door. Moses don't read right by school. Moses don't scatter everywhere. He say, go to zone in between. Wait there.
Okay. We good, right? Daddy Freeze, we're good. Let's get into our shells again.
I drink water on top of Moses' matter.
Okay.
I just use Moses' matter like Panadol. I won't use water wash and down. Wait, make I drink this water.
Okay, I'm waiting, Daddy Freeze.
Moses. In fact, open up the phone lines.
All right. Okay, we check your time. It's 29 minutes gone past 11 o'clock. And this is Live and Dangerous with Daddy Freeze and Pundit. We're talking about Pope telling parents to support their children if they are gay and not hide behind an attitude of condemnation. And yes, Daddy Freeze said from the beginning that we are not going to have our opinion, but everybody calling. Hello.
Hello, Pundit. Good evening.
Welcome to the show, my brother.
I have to just call back because then I'm out of credit.
Okay,
listen,
thank
to
you.
Daddy Freeze. This is John from Minilag. See, okay. Pundit, let's be sincere. Do you know that Jesus Christ is not, I'm not going to Bible because Jesus Christ did not condemn Mary Magdalene. Do you remember inside the Bible?
Okay.
So she also committed sexual sin. There are different categories of sexual sin. Some people even sleep with animals. Some people, different form of sexual sin. So Jesus Christ himself did not condemn. Even the Bible says there's no condemnation in Christ. So God is not into condemning people or condemning souls. It's not the whole world. If thou, Lord, mark our iniquities, Lord, who shall stand? These are things inside the Bible. So nobody should call you judicial and be condemning anybody. It's not right. If they are gay, it's their problem. They will solve it at the end of the world. But right now, if you see them, respect them. That's a human being.
Okay. You. So if you're... can you hear me?
I'm here. I can hear you.
If your child, if you happen to have one, what will you do?
By God's grace, I will not have. But if it happens, I cannot condemn my child. It's not possible.
All right, thank you.
I cannot kill my child now. For what? I would rather pray for the person. If you love someone so much, pray for them. If you don't believe in prayer, tell God I'll be able to help you pray.
All right.
So, ahead of hope. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, so many calls coming in. I'm trying to take as many as I can. But let me go over to WhatsApp real quick. Hello, good evening. I am okay. I am from Ibadan. What an interesting topic this night. The view held by the Pope is really weird and is inconsistent with biblical principles. I maintain that given the sovereignty of the offense in the sight of God, anyone who tries to change the natural law of sexuality is not to be pampered. They should be condemned and made to know that it's sinful. Bisexuality, homosexuality, lesbianism, and co are evil. Period. Pope should have a rethink on his opinion on this. This is coming from OK Ayan, all the way from Ibadan. Thank you very much for your message on WhatsApp. Let me take a few more before I get back to the phone lines. Hello, Pundit and Daddy Freeze. Good evening. Did I hear someone say people were born lesbians and gay? So God created some people gay and some lesbian, some ambrobas, some... I can't use that word already. I'm sorry. So an army man, a policeman, was born army or police? I beg, let's be careful what we say. It's coming from Chris, listening from Accra, Ghana. Ghana and Nigeria, we're all out. So if you know, you know. Thank you very much. Hello, good evening, Daddy Freeze and Pundit. The Pope is talking nonsense. For a so-called head of the Catholic Church worldwide and a well-respected Christian leader That statement is very unfortunate and dangerous for Christianity. How can parents support their gay children when they should be condemning such abominable and abnormal behavior? God destroyed a whole city, Sodom and Gomorrah, just because of sodomy and homosexuality, because they were an abomination unto him.
I want to ask you a question, Pundit.
All right, you're free.
How many
free.
Nations did God destroy in the New Testament?
I'm trying to remember. I can't really say the exact figure right now. If you can help me out, please.
None. Zero.
Okay. All right.
Zero.
You want
you
to?
See, we need to. Like I said, those who said it's sinful, yes, it's sinful, at least according to biblical doctrine.
Okay.
However, I want to ask you a question. Are people not born autistic?
Yes, I've seen that.
Are people not born with cerebral palsy?
Yeah, I've seen that as well.
Now, there was a study I watched on animals being homosexual too.
Okay.
You can actually put this to Google. You would see homosexual lions. You'd see, it's there. They are animals. Do you understand? Human beings can learn behaviors. Where do you want them to learn them from? Now, I keep pigeons. I've said this before. I noticed that if you have two male pigeons, they will eventually marry.
Okay.
And they will start having intercourse. Same thing if you have two female pigeons. You can Google this. I keep pigeons. I've seen it happen. They would even lay eggs, but the eggs would be infertile.
Okay.
So, there's a lot about the world that we don't understand. And people say, people saying gay people, okay, what about gay lions? Where did they learn it from? Did they learn it from social media? Did they learn it from, you understand? Google these things. Sorry, pundit, as I'm talking to you, Google it.
All right, I'm on it. Okay.
Do gay animals exist? Are there gay lions? Or just Google, you see what will come up. Then you can actually watch videos on YouTube.
Okay.
I'm not saying this to support the act. I'm just saying that I'm just trying to drive a hole through that theory that, you know, one guy said they are born. I don't believe in that entirely, but I also don't disbelieve it entirely, because if you can have gay animals and you can have people born with defects, it means anything can happen.
All right. Let's get back to the phone lines. That it freeze because it's, I don't know.
Before it's crazy.
Before they start accusing Pundit of not taking calls. Hello?
The great Pundit.
Yes, thank you for calling back.
Let us keep this thing straight.
Okay.
Condemning them, number one, for my own understanding, is to tell them one-on-one that this thing you are doing is no good. Then you go close to them to help them to come out of it. That is what I mean by condemning them. Supporting them is to make sure you get a therapist or get somehow that they will come out of that mess. It's not by, if you see a gay guy, you'll be looking for a man to give him. Or if it is a lesbian, you'll find a woman to give him, to support him. No. Let us all contradict this matter. Are you getting me for this?
Very well.
Because this is the two things that are disturbing this topic, condemning and supporting. If you see something is doing bad, condemn that thing before him. This is not good. Look for a solution. It's not by supporting him, it's by look for a therapist, look for somehow, anyhow, you get that person out of that thing he's doing. It's not by bringing man, oh yeah, you are a homosexual, see man, or you are a fuller, or you are a lesbian, or you are a woman. No, that is not what it means. Let us not misunderstand ourselves. That was why I stand on my top, on my own stand before.
All
right. Now, if he wanted to bring abortion things, he wanted to change the topic because I could have come outside then. That is a topic of another day. The day he treated it, I was not around. Another day will come. We'll see under that matter.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you very much, Mr. Man. Frank. Yes. Let's take a lady. Hello.
Hello, Henry. Good evening.
Thank you for calling. Your name and where you calling from, please?
Happiness from Ecuador.
All right.
My daddy.
Yeah, he's right here for
Hello,
you.
Hello, darling.
Greetings to him.
Let's
Henry,
go.
I don't support the Pope. What is wrong is wrong. I don't support him.
What are your reasons?
Papa a child. No, you don't papa a child. When a child does something wrong, let that child know that it is wrong and see how you can put that child right. But some of them can be so difficult to correct. So you study that child. If it's the type that love works for, fine. If it's the other way around, just that is if the person really needs help. What is wrong is wrong.
All right.
Good night.
Thank you. Hello? Hello?
The number you got.
Hello, Pandit.
Yes, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good evening. How's it going?
Thank God for everything.
Yeah, so my God.
Pardon?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, I think people are conflating the issues here.
Mm-hmm.
The Pope is not saying that we shouldn't correct them. You know, he's just saying that we should correct them in love. There's a difference between correcting someone in love and totally disowning that person. You understand?
Okay.
Let them know it's wrong. Work with them to try and correct the issue. And when, even if it's taking longer, you have to support them because they are still your child, whatever happens. You know, I think Moses that called that vehemently opposing it. He also sometimes says that we should always forgive our parents because they're always our parents. So why not in this case? And another thing, so some of these people that are opposing the Pope, they all own iPhones. And the CEO of Apple is gay. I mean, if you're going to do this thing to the end, why do you own an iPhone that the person that manufactures it is gay? I think that's a bit of hypocrisy. I mean, let's all get this thing straight. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your call. Hello? You're on the radio. Good evening. Hello? Okay, call us back if that was you, please. Hello? Hi? Okay, I'm sorry about that. Hello? Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the radio. Welcome. Can you hear me?
Yeah, my name is Obangida.
Okay.
I'm calling for my papa.
All right, thank you. Let's go.
Yeah, this night you turned apart to the so. Yeah, what happened? There was a time whereby I was having some couple of friends. We do go out maybe from 4. I do come back by 8. So by the time my dad would call me, he told me that, man, you have to be very careful. Don't bring bad name to the family. Don't push him to us. We are responsible people. I would tell him that no problem. So there was a time at night, let me say at about 10 o'clock, those same guys came, asked us to go out. My dad observed and he came out. He looked at me and he told me blank eye. He said, "Wallahi, if you do anything that will bring bad name to this family, I will shoot you." And immediately my brain reset. And since then, I left them. Immediately I left them and I realized that those guys are even cranks. They are bad guys. Why I brought up this issue is that if somebody, there is no man born gay in this life. If you're a man, nobody is being born to follow man. It is the society, the environment we find ourselves into.
Ask him about
now,
the gay lion.
Things, are happening like that, the father has been observing,
ask him about the
trying to bring the child to educate him, to make him understand that this thing, this, that is very wrong. And the child feels that that is the way he wants to go. Oga, wallahi, not to condemn her.
Okay.
Leave my house and get out. Okay. I don't want to see you for the rest. I disown you entirely.
Wow.
That is for me, because I've tried my... See, if you legalize it in your house that, okay, I stay, no problem. Now, definitely, if you have a child sleeping with an animal, it's legalized. Am I correct? Now, if you have a child stealing also, it's legalized. If you have other children, they are killing, armed robbery, and you still keep them, it's legalized. Okay? They say the wood, before you go, you better make you break the wood when it's soft. Because when it's strong, you know, if you break them again.
Okay. Thank you very much. Can you hear me? Before you go. Okay, I wanted to ask him that the freezer's question. Hello?
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Good evening. Good evening, Daddy Freeze. This is Jess Lokwe.
Okay, welcome, my brother.
I tuned in late, but I think you're talking about Pope supporting gay, right?
Let me tell you what it is. Not really supporting gay, so you don't get us wrong. That Pope tells parents to support their children if they are gay and not hide behind an attitude of condemnation.
That's what you can say that, you know, he's a pope.
Yes.
So no matter what, you know, Reverend Fathers don't give birth. So that's why he can open his mouth to talk like that. No matter what, you condemn it. What is bad is bad. God did not create Adam and Adam. And Daddy Fritz asked a question. He said, what about gay lion? I'm not an animal. My child is not an animal.
Okay.
So you can't be asking me what about gay lion. They must have seen human beings doing that. You understand?
Yeah.
They must have seen something that triggered that nonsense. So the lion who did that with another lion automatically must have seen gay couples doing that nonsense in their pack.
How?
I don't know. I'm not animal. I cannot ask. You cannot ask me.
No,
how
I,
about
I'm,
animal.
I'm trying to understand the gay lions in,
yes,
you know, seeing maybe somebody.
Don't you
doing
know animals watch human beings? Yes.
You're confusing
so do
me,
you,
bro.
You think they can copy you? No. Do you think they cannot copy you? They can. Have you not seen dog? Maybe it's dog imitating the owner.
But we're talking about lions here.
Yes.
They live in the forest, most of them. Uh-huh.
What about the... Yes, even if they live in the forest, at least they have a pack. They must have seen someone. Like, they must have seen couple. How did God... Did you, the way you are like this, is it normal? It is not. What is not normal is not normal. It is not normal. If you are gay, I will condemn you. I'm not God. I cannot take it. I cannot relate with you. And someone is saying the owner of Apple is the owner of Apple, the iPhone. Why are they using it? You, are you gay? Why didn't you change to gay? Because you are not condemning him. Forget. You cannot give such excuse by saying the owner of Apple, because the owner of Apple did this. And you are not saying this one. I beg. I will condemn it.
So if you have a child who turns out to be a gay...
It is not even possible. You cannot see that. That's why people need to be careful of cartoons, because there are some cartoons now. They are trying to bring it to the world. They are trying to make it normal.
But why do you think it's not possible? I mean, we live in a world of
possible.
Anything can happen, my brother.
It is what you see. It is not possible. Something must have happened. You must have seen something that will make you want to be doing that. It is not possible. when I was in the hostel, I finished secondary school 2009. There was a guy who was always acting up. I was in the hostel that 2009. I left secondary school with my ex 2009. There was a guy then who was always maybe touching boys.
Mm-hmm.
We treated him like a thief. The day, and that was the last day he stopped doing that nonsense. I don't know, maybe he's doing it in his own household.
Mm-hmm.
But we stopped him. We beat the hell out of him that day. Yeah. We treated him like an armed robber. And immediately, I don't know what we did, but his head, we reset the head. Before we left, he had like two girlfriends. I don't know, maybe they are doing things, so, but we made sure we did it. So to the extent of, we did it, we beat the hell out of the guy.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yes?
Beating the hell out of the guy, do you think that actually stopped it?
I don't know. In their own house, but in the school, it stopped it. You cannot be touching juniors now. Why? You are our mate. You are because you are now a guy. You know, you cannot try us. You're not right. Going to juniors' hostel, touching their bomb, trying to do nonsense. The day we discovered it, we set him up.
All
and
right.
He entered the trap.
That's fine.
We
let's
beat him very well.
Let's give other people opportunity to talk. All right. Thank you very much for your contribution. I really appreciate it. Trust me, I don't take it for granted. Hello, welcome to the show.
Pandit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Remy calling back.
Thank you for calling back, yeah. My brother.
To the question Freeze asked, I think he gave an answer as well. He said he had pigeons. And whenever there are no female pigeons among the male, they end up meeting.
Yeah.
So that answers it. And I think that applies to the lions too. Probably when the course grows up, and probably in their parks, there are no lioness, they tend to meet with one another. So invariably, you've seen the act, as soon as a female, they tend to act with the present male in the park. So it's explainable. And the same thing applies to humans. Like I said earlier on, I finished from Finbas way back. And as boys only school, since there are no females, those who probably have been exposed to, who were older than, who knew what sex was, so you get, tend to practice with the males around. Invariably, they've seen what sexual act is, so they tend to practice with males around them. So it is an orientation, not an inborn thing. Once upon a time, humans were walking naked. Back in those days, the rate of rape, I don't think it was this high now.
Yeah.
So you get. So yeah. It is orientation. If it is an inborn thing, the rate of rape then should be higher than now, that we're all clothed. So like I said, we as in whatever we act out, we learnt it. It's not like we're born with it. We learn to talk, we learn to speak, we learn languages, we learn how to behave, environmental influence and all that. So one way or the other, anybody who claims to be born with it, was he or she was influenced, probably when he or she was young, kind of. Because you can't tell me the hormones in you will tell you to go after a male or a female. The hormones in you will tell you this is male or female. That's not how hormones works. It won't tell you how to go after male or female. You will choose to go after male or female based on the orientation you have.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your contribution. Let's head back to WhatsApp real quick. I have so many messages pouring in. This one is coming from Francis, all the way from Ipaja, saying most Pentecostal Nigerians are against what the Pope said because it's not their papa in code that said it. We've had general overseers in Nigeria say ridiculous things than this, and their followers defend with all their lives. People are not supporting the statement of the Pope because it's not their general overseer. Okay, that's from Francis. Thank you very much for your message. This one says, Good evening, Pundit and Daddy Freeze. Please help me ask Moses, how did lions see gay couples? The guy will always come on radio and talk as if he knows it all. I pray he born a guy. No, you can't pray for him to have that. I'm sorry, I can't say that on radio. I'm sorry. All right, this one says, it's quite long. Nobody was born gay. Lesbianism and homosexuality are demonically and mentally instigated. The day I knew it was demonic and mentally instigated was when I was in primary school. One guy who was bigger than us would go under the desk and start fondling with our legs. Okay, let me take that part again. Say we start fondling our legs with his manhood. He did that to me. One day, I caught him. From that day, I started having that same urge to do the same thing. I cannot forget that day. It messed up my mind so badly for years. It was prayers and some mental therapy that really helped me. I have lesbians as friends, and it was either they were once raped or sexually molested. This was their experiences. If my son, I want to finish this message, is sounding interesting. If my son was gay, I would make sure I help him out by all means. I can't throw away my child because of this. If gay is to be supported, then pedophiles should be supported. Pope, I think... he said, Pope, I think you need help. I think that's what you're trying to put in there. Daddy Freeze needs to be straightforward and tell us how he is in support of gay, except he's just trying to play with the devil's advocate. Daddy Freeze never told you he's supporting gay.
Some people just don't understand English, and I'm not going to clear them.
Oh my goodness.
I'm trying to bring my guest live, but my guest is coming from Facebook.
Okay.
So, and I think the show is almost over. Oh, we've got 5 more minutes.
Can we squeeze
radio,
it in?
The radio audience should not miss this guy. This guy, this Matthias guy. You need to hear him. Let's take one more call. While we're waiting for him to get the hookup.
All right, that's fine. Hello?
Hello, Pondi.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
I will answer your question.
Who's this? Oh,
the
okay.
Animals that are gay.
Okay.
Number one, who is the ruler of this world? Satan, the devil, is the ruler. He can make anything happen.
How?
Prove God wrong, by all means. That's the truth. Okay, does hippopotamus kill people before? Animals, do you watch a documentary? Do you know animals' characters are changing? Who is causing it? This be realistic with yourself.
It's social media. The animals
who is making the world look the way it is?
They are watching it on social media.
Normally, is this world supposed to be like this?
I don't know. Like you said, our opinions are not needed for now, so it's fine. I'm just here to coordinate things. Hello
Pundit,
welcome to the show.
This is TBK on the line.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Please help me to thank Daddy Freeze. Please
Okay, see, Daddy Freeze, thank you.
See, the problem people have is that they don't read and they don't make research. Do you know
you're
that
welcome
bed?
You're welcome.
Pundit, are you there?
Very well.
Do you know that two birds, male, do you know that they make out? Do you know that lions make out? See, because you read a particular book, because you're a Christian, I've told you before, these books are written by human beings like me and you. Don't take because of those things you learned from a particular... See, we have over 500 religions in the world. You can't take because of your own particular philosophy or because of your own particular beliefs. Then you now generalize it. Pundit, are you there?
Yes.
Now, you don't generalize things like that way. we have over 500, see, we have over 7 point something billion human beings in this world. The population of the world is 7 point something billion. Everybody cannot be like you. Do you understand?
Okay.